Target has really stepped up to the plate and is committing to be a responsible steward of our oceans. Like you stated, by 2015, all of their seafood will come from sustainable and traceable sources. So with a company of Target's size, that's an ambitious commitment, but we think it's achievable. We will be doing a thorough assessment of all the seafood that they sell, establishing priorities for the unsustainable species, and then developing work plans, working with their suppliers and producers and fishermen on the water to help improve those sources.
Why have companies such as Target and earlier this year Safeway become not just interested but active in the sustainability movement?
Well, you know, these are smart companies. They have an eye to what's happening in the oceans, which is, you know, in the last 35 years, the global catch of seafood has increased fivefold. So we're going to every end of the earth and working harder and harder to catch fish. The levels of wild capture fish have basically gone flat, even though we're working harder. So there's a problem in the ocean. These companies both want to be environmentally responsible, but they also want to have a long-term healthy seafood industry. And they want to have products on their shelves to serve to their guests. It's one of those important areas where it's both an environmental imperative, but just makes business sense.
Do you think the trend of commercial retailers and grocery store chains becoming more interested in things such as sustainability over a bottom line will continue?
Yeah, you know, it really has accelerated in the last few years. The majority of major retailers in North America have an environmental group. Many of those environmental groups have also joined together in something called the Conservation Alliance for Seafood Solutions, which is 16 of North America's leading marine conservation groups that all developed a common vision for sustainable seafood that we help share with retailers, give them a clear, practical framework that they can use to address seafood sustainability. We feel like that's a strong tool. A lot of these companies have stepped up to the plate. A lot of work remains to be done, but, you know, we're getting started.
What do you think the future of sustainable food looks like?
You know, it's a mix of different things. I think sourcing locally is going to be really important. Understanding carbon impact of the seafood that we source. A lot of scientific studies point to frozen seafood actually having a lower carbon footprint because it's being transported in large container ships as opposed to being flown, air freighted, fresh. So that's kind of an interesting new field of study, that frozen seafood can actually have less environmental impacts. But I think, you know, there's a clear trend to consumers wanting more information about their products and being able to source things based on their values.
If you could have one goal, not just for your company, but for the future of the industry, what would it be?
That every seafood lover has the ability to purchase, well, first to identify and then purchase sustainable, traceable seafood product. Right now, you know, there's a lot of challenges facing our wild capture fisheries, and there's a lot of challenges around aquaculture. But we want a customer to be able to go into a store or restaurant and not have to worry about all that complexity because the business is being environmentally responsible themselves and taking some of the guesswork out of it.
So what are some steps or tools that consumers could use to be a part of this movement?
Yeah, there's some really good practical things that consumers can do. One is to eat lower on the food chain. You know, we have kind of a fascination and love for large predatory animals, you know, tuna, swordfish, things like that. But that really is like eating the lions and tigers of the sea, especially if they're not well managed, then there's some concerns there. You know, there's so many healthy, sustainable alternatives that are lower on the food chain, like farmed shellfish, sardines. And then there's a lot of confusion around aquaculture as well, but there's a lot of good sustainable options there, like farmed U.S. catfish, farmed trout, and Arctic char, which is a great alternative to farmed salmon. It's very similar. It's from the same salmonid family, but it's raised in a contained system, so there's no risk of escapes or disease transfer, and it's just a really tasty fish. On the tool side, you know, we encourage customers to go purchase seafood from retailers that have made robust commitments. The Seafood Watch program at the Monterey Bay Aquarium has a pretty awesome app for the iPhone as well as the Android that helps kind of put that sourcing and decision-making power right in your hand. So that's a great tool that consumer can use.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here today at Annenberg Radio News. Have a great day.
Thank you.